3. She made her bed every day regardless of what the rest of the world was doing. So there you are, a little insight into the kind of heavy analysis that goes into an investigation. I tiptoed into the kitchen and started looking around for the telephone. According to Pete's testimony, Sally Mae had written on her calendar while she was talking on the phone. Hence, the calendar had to be close to the phone. I was studying the layout of the room when, all at once, I caught an unusual scent. I had a hunch that it needed checking out. It just might prove to be the missing piece of the puzzle. I sniffed the air until I got my parameters and followed the scent through a door and out to the utility room. The scent grew stronger. I knew I was getting close. This was no ordinary scent. In my many years of security work, I had never encountered a smell quite like this one. I went to the center of the room and took another reading. With no conscious effort on my part, my nose turned 15 degrees to the left and stopped, then lowered 7 degrees and stopped. You might say that my nose had traced out invisible crosshairs and had found the target. I felt myself moving, propelled by an unknown and mysterious force. At times like this, I become a weapon, an instrument guided by secret powers that are known only to the top echelon of cowdogs. Experts have estimated that there are only 3 cowdogs in the entire world who have this kind of ability. And I guess I don't need to point out that I'm one of them. It's a real honor to be listed in the top 3. But as I've said many times before, greatness without grace is mere vanity. So a guy needs to work on his humility, even though he's listed in the top 3. I crept forward. The scent grew stronger. It was indeed a remarkable smell. It wasn't a skunk. It wasn't a badger. It wasn't a coyote. It wasn't a coon. But I had a suspicion that it belonged to an animal of some kind, perhaps a species I had never encountered before. And whatever it was, it had powerful musk glands.